so it seems like he can only understand basic, simple things. No. But they are concepts, there are no. How can you communicate about star maps and space travel, when this being, with all his compassion and wisdom, has never been anywhere else but this mountain? D. Yes. But it is a human type. It's not an animal. Is that correct? M. I don't understand human. D. Is it more like you than an animal? Or do you know what an animal is? M. No. Pause, as though trying to understand. 5. Hevel, tall, hairy, kind, wise, telepathic. D. With lots of fur. M. Thick. R. More than one. 1 white, 1 black. D. Did another one come in? M. Yes. 1 is slightly shorter. They seem concerned about my head. They are attempting to do some healing with their 148 legacy from the stars, minds, jointly. Now another and another. 5 now have come. D. Do they all have different colored fur? M. Mostly black and white. Some brown, but not all over. D. Like spotted? M. No, just patches. Mostly black and white. D. And they are communicating with your mind and trying to heal you. Is it working? M. There's less pain. Softly, I think I sleep now. D. But you'll be able to hear me. That's good, isn't it, that they were able to help you? That's very good. It was obvious that she was going to sleep. All right. I want you to move forward again. Let's move forward till something else important is happening. Tell me what you are seeing. M. Humans. Now I understand what they are. People, people. Bald skins like mine. D. Do you see somebody different? M. Yes, yes. I still have my fur, but now I am down lower, from the mountains. They chatter like monkeys. D. Who does? M. The humans. Noisy, noisy, noisy. They're so noisy. No silent telepathic. The others were silent, different, soft, compassionate. These are noisy. D. They don't have fur? M. No. On the head. They have on the head. D. And this is what you think I meant by humans? M. Oh, yes. D. So they look more like you? M. They're so ugly. Laugh, so ugly. D. Why are they ugly? M. They have such big noses. D. What color is their hair? Or fur? M. Black. D. Black fur on their heads? And big noses. Are they wearing anything? M. They have. Around the top of their legs and their bodies, fabric, woven. Stranded on Earth, 149. D. How did you get down there with them? M. The others sent me, in the dream. D. In the dream? How do you mean? M. After the healing I woke up in this place. They sent me in the dream. D. Do you think maybe they carried you down there? M. In the dream I floated. D. So you don't really know? You just woke up with these chattering beings? M. Laugh, and the noses. So ugly. D. But the people with the fur are gone. M. Just in my mind. D. They're not with you now. No, well, what are these people doing? The chattering ones? M. They're praying. They're kneeling and praying. Down. Hands, heads down to the ground. D. Why are they praying? M. They think I'm a god or something. I glow. I'm luminescent. They are not that way. D. This is your natural way? M. Oh, yes. D. So it's something they've never seen, I suppose. How is your head? Is it better? M. It feels as if a part is missing, but there's no pain. D. It was probably caused by the damage. Well, at least they're not harmful to you, are they? M. No, like children. Like young children. D. Before you felt depressed and stranded. How do you feel now? M. I have an empty space, and the sadness comes and goes. D. Do you think there is any way you could contact your people, and let them know where you are? M. I can build a satellite with time. Sigh, but they know nothing of how to smelt metal. D. I see. I would think that your people would come looking for you. 150, Legacy from the Stars, M, rubbed out. Rubbed out. When you leave the ship it's like the light goes off. D, O. So they won't be able to contact you, or trace you. M, not unless they're very close. And I was a long way from home. D, I see. Well, what do you think you're going to do? M, pause, I can't think. D, you can't go anywhere anyway, can you? M, sadly, no. D, you have to stay there. M, I don't want to, but I have no choice. D, let's move ahead again and find out what you do. Move ahead in time. M, her mood changed abruptly. She no longer sounded sad, we are building things. D, you are? M, oh, yes, they learn fast. D, what kind of things are you building? M, bridges. Houses. D, did they have that before? M, no, I showed them with sticks and twine. They use a bark, and they rub it with stones to make rope. They showed me, and I showed them. D, where did you get the ideas? Is this something you have where you come from? M, I've seen these things. And we have structures that are. She had difficulty with the words, that are. Structures, but not like this. D, that you live in? M, fields, connections, energy points that can be used. Geometry is important. Yes, I need to be busy. D, yes, you need to have something to do. That makes sense. M, there is a gorge, a big gorge. And we, me, I, intend to build a bridge. D, you're going to show them how to do it? M, oh, yes. D, that would be helpful to them, wouldn't it? Stranded on Earth, 151, M, well, I don't know. They seem happy enough. I'm bored. And I need to do this. D, did they have any structures before? M, a few. No, very few. Caves, trees. They sleep in trees sometimes, these ones. Chuckle, D, so you're trying to show them a better way? M, no. I'm bored. D, so you're teaching them. How are you doing it? With telepathy, like you said you communicated with the other people? M, no, with showing them. By taking sticks and twine, and showing them. And drawing on the ground. The others are still in my mind, they can communicate better with me. I have a language with my hands now. They do too. They speak a lot with their hands. D, that way they can understand you? M, enough. D, well, that's very good. Even though you're bored, you're doing some good things for them. M, well, selfishly. D, they are treating you well. That's the main thing. Do you still wear the fur? Yes, because it's cold? M, no, because it hides the difference, the luminescence. Except I can't hide my head. So they pray sometimes. They think I'm more than I am, because I can be different to them. If I take off my robe, I float. Chuckle, so I keep it on. D, does it frighten them? M, they tend to pray a lot. Laugh, if I float. And they chant if I float. It's a pleasant sound. D, well, at least they're not threatening. M, they're very simple. D, that's good. All right. Let's move ahead further in time and see what other important thing you're doing. M, there is a structure. I seem to spend most of my time building. This is stone. Sadly, I'm worried. I don't glow anymore. D, why not? 152, Legacy from the Stars, M, I don't know. D, do you think because you're getting used to that place? M, no. I think I'm sick. D, well, what is the stone structure? Pause, did you make it? M, assisted. D, what does it look like? M, it is a cuboid type with steps. The front is the entrance to an opening in the mountain. But it is very big and it has carvings and steps. D, how did you make it? It sounds like it would be much more difficult than the wooden structures. M, yes. I feel that the others assisted also. Like moving the blocks with the mines. Was she referring to the furry creatures? D, to get them into place. M, yes. and we have a way of making the surface shine. D. How do you do that? M. You use the straw and another rock, and you just rub and rub and rub. And it happens in time. D. How did you get the carvings on it? M. We have a furnace now. D. You made that? M. Oh, yes. We have tools. D. Did you show them how to do that? Yes. Did they make the carvings then? M. Yes. Chuckle, they have one of me. Very strange. Different to them, so big. The head is so large. Some of the children make woven heads like mine and put them on their own. Laugh, D. Do you think the carving looks like you? M. Well, I see my shadow, and my hands. But it is not the same. D. It's the best they can do, I guess. M. I guess. D. Why are you teaching them all these things? Are you still bored? Stranded on Earth, 153. M. Well, I feel cared for. I'm lonely. But there is so much to teach. Chuckle, even ovens for baking bread. About grains and how to sow them and grow and harvest. Because before they were all wild. So we have a way of splicing, of altering the grains to make them more substantial. D. You know how to do that? M. Oh, yes. You just use two fingers. D. Oh? And you can change the structure of something. Is that what you mean? I see. That's like magic, really. M. For them, yes. For me, no. D. To you it's very natural. Yes, then you've done much good for them. M. I think they've done much good for me. D. If you hadn't had that, it would have been really lonely, wouldn't it? And boring. M. Well, it is lonely. Sigh, I've been here a long time. Many of them have come and gone and died. Many generations. D. Did you say you thought you might be sick, because you weren't glowing anymore? Yes, what do you think's going to happen? Can you heal yourself? M. I don't know. No one else ever told me about this. D. But nobody else of your kind has ever been in a situation like this before. M. No. But I have a feeling that ones will come soon. I can feel something. I hope it will be soon enough. They are getting much closer. D. Do you think that? M. I feel it. D. All right. Let's move ahead again and see what happens to you. M. Oh, dear. D. What happened? M. Sigh. Well, some mothers came. And they don't like me. D. They don't? M. Oh, no. D. Are these others like you? 154. Legacy from the stars. M. No. No. D. How are they different? M. Well, they feel different. And they look more like the people that I live with. Sigh. But they are. Sigh. Well. Had difficulty explaining, they have problems, because they fall through things. D. Fall through things? M. Emphatic, yes. They want to sit down and they fall through the chair. D. How come? M. I don't know. It can't hold them. They can fall through it, and it can be part. In their body. D. In their body? M. That's how they're different. They're not so solid. They said I interfered. And they don't like me. I'm going away. D. Well, do these people belong there? M. They have come before. D. They have come from somewhere else? M. Oh, yes. They have a rocket. D. A rocket? M. Oh, yes. D. But they're more like these people than your people? M. Oh, yes. They say I have interfered. So I'm leaving. D. Can the other people see them? M. Oh, yes. They think they are gods too. Masters. Masters more than gods. D. Are you going to go with them, or how are you going to leave? M. I'm just going to walk. D. You're not going with them in their ship. M. They don't like me. I interfered. I don't like them. They have no respect for anything. D. Do you think they came from a different place than you did? M. Oh. Chuckle, this is a different place. D. I see. Maybe you're two different types or something. M. Well, monkeys look different. There are many monkeys here. Stranded on Earth, 155. D. Well, what do you do? Do you just start walking? M. I'm going back to the others in the caves. D. What about the people you were helping and showing how to do things? Do they want you to go away? M. They say nothing. D. Okay. So you're going to the ones in the caves. What happens then? M. I stay there. I'm welcome. D. Well, let's move ahead to the last day of your life in that lifetime. You may want to look at it objectively. It won't bother you at all. You will just see it and tell me what happened. What happens on the last day of your life in that lifetime? M. I'm just lying down in a cave, listening to the wind. And I just disintegrate. D. Disintegrate? M. Like dust. D. Was part of it because you weren't glowing anymore? M. Ah, yes. I can just see myself being blown away. D. There's nobody left anymore? M. Nobody, but I'm here. D. All right. Let's look at that life and examine it. What do you think you learned from that? M. Well, emotion. D. Is that something you didn't know before? M. No. I didn't know. D. Where you were from, you didn't have those feelings. M. No. Everything was, chuckle, dull. D. Laugh, so you learned feelings. Did you learn any other lessons from that lifetime? M. There are many abuses, and many manipulators, and I don't think exploration should be allowed. D. Why not? M. Because it messes up the natural order of things. D. You mean exploration like you were doing? M. Oh, yes. And others too. D. The other people that came? 156. Legacy from the stars. M. Oh, they came. And they stole and they took and they. Sigh, no respect. D. So you don't think that should be allowed. But in your case it wasn't a matter of allowing. You just couldn't get back. You didn't do it on purpose. M. I had a job to do. I was making maps of this place. D. Yes, but whenever you were stranded there, it wasn't your fault. You had to find something to occupy your time. M. Well, yes. But it should not have happened. I should not have been there in the first place. D. That still wasn't your fault. M. No. That is just my opinion. This place is strange. The pool here is very unusual. It is a dense, dense place. D. Maybe that had something to do with why the accident happened. N. I think so. It doesn't matter anyway. I'm stuck. I can't go home. D. Even now? Even after the body has disintegrated? M. Even now. Now I have to find a way of merging with something if I wish to be physical. D. I see. Well, I want to thank you for telling me these things and sharing it with me. I want you to move away from that scene. M. To where? D. Oh, just to move forward in time. Away from that scene. When Mona went forward she began to describe a lifetime of an Incan priest with a feather headdress. We were running out of time for the session, so I was trying to end it. I didn't have time to explore another lifetime. But at least we established that the pool of the earth was so great that she continued with more lifetimes on this planet, instead of returning to her own. I think she probably incurred karma with the people of Earth because she had interfered by teaching them cultures before it was the proper time for them to learn. Through her own boredom she had done no apparent damage, but would have to remain in a physical body in order to repay the karma. Stranded on Earth, 157, I also had not explored the cause for her obesity, and that would have to be done before the session was completed. Personally, I could not see any connection with the lifetime she had described, but I had not counted on the strange logic of the subconscious. D. I want you to leave all those scenes you are looking at. And I want you to move forward in time. M. Forward in time. D. And I want all of the consciousness and personality of Mona to once again return to this body. And I want the little creature that we were speaking to recede to wherever he belongs. And I want to thank him for sharing his story with me. I love talking with him. M. She interrupted me. No. D. What? This was unusual. Normally by this stage of the regression the subject does not talk. They merely obey the commands to return to the present. M, because you don't understand. It's not gone. D, all right. But I still want it to recede into the background, into the subconscious. A deep sigh, and I thank it, because I have loved speaking with it. I am very happy it did speak to me. And I want all of the consciousness and personality of Mona to once again return to the foreground of the subconscious. I would like to speak to Mona's subconscious. Would I be allowed to ask your subconscious some questions? Yes, the story had been very interesting and different. But what did it have to do with her present problem of being overweight? D, did this life that she was exploring have anything to do with her weight problem she's been worried about? Is there any connection with that life? 158, Legacy from the Stars, M, she doesn't want to float away. D, oh, she's afraid of that? M, of being different. D, I see. She's making her body denser and heavier. She's afraid if she loses weight that she will float away like the other little being? Is that correct? M, sigh, she's different. D, but she's a good person. She's happy in this body. The problem is she wants to take off some of that extra weight. She doesn't need it anymore now, does she? M, well, no. D, can you make her realize that in this lifetime, in this body, she doesn't need to have that extra weight? M, well, we don't think so, maybe. Big sigh, we'll have to see. D, do you think you can work with her and make her understand that was a different body altogether? She doesn't have to be afraid now, and she doesn't need that extra weight anymore. M, she can take off the coat. D, yes, she can take off that fur coat. Within the next 6 months of our time, she would like to shed that coat. She would like to take off about 50, 60 pounds, and look very nice. Do you think you could help her realize that this is a human body like all the other humans, and it is attached to the ground with gravity? This body won't float away. M, well, the problem seems to be that. Big sigh, the consciousness is not that of the human, but of the being. The subconscious continued to argue with me using its own unique form of logic. I continue to attempt to persuade it by appealing to its concern for Mona's body, and its protective monitoring of its systems. The following is a greatly condensed transcript of the amount of cajoling and coaxing I had to do before the subconscious finally came up with an unusual solution. Stranded on Earth, 159, D, she feels she'll be happier and more comfortable if she doesn't have so much weight. It's hard on her body. M, yes, this is true. The joints. D, the joints, the functioning of the body. That's why she would like to take off about 50, 60 pounds. M, yes, this is true. Yes. D, so why don't we separate the consciousness of the being, its influences, and make it understand that this is a different body? M, well, we have a problem. For the being, is her. This is Mona. And the being can finally go home. And there are connections now to others like herself. And she talks with him. And she we will have to think about this Well, we could modify the energy system. D, of the body? M, no, of the being. D, okay. Because we don't want it to go away if it doesn't need to go away. But just help it to understand and work with her. M, it cannot go away. It is an aspect. It is a part. It is genetic. The gift comes from the unusual history. The gift referred to her amazing psychic ability, and that she was teaching others how to utilize their own latent psychic abilities. M, so we will rebuild the body. D, tell it doesn't have to worry anymore. It's time to shed the coat. We don't need that heavy coat anymore. M, it would make her very happy. But I must say that the picture is thus, when the coat is removed, the body floats. D, yes, but not in this life. It won't, because it is attached to the ground by gravity. It really is. M, the picture won't go away. D, I see. Well, maybe you can help her work on that picture. M, well, we'll try boots instead. D, boots? Have her wear boots? 160, Legacy from the Stars, M, very satisfied, yes. That's best. That's much better. We can also work on the body, Make it lighter. This can be done. Yes, it can be. Molting. Yes, this can be done. D. And if you want her to put boots on to hold her to the ground, that's a good idea. What a wonderfully unique and novel idea. This is one that I would have never thought of to suggest as a solution for weight loss. Since it was supplied directly from the subconscious, it would work, no matter how strange it seemed. This was the picture the subconscious needed, so it would have something to work with. The extra weight was being equated to the heavy coat. In the other lifetime, the coat kept the being from floating, and also hid his glowing appearance. The subconscious felt that if the coat, the excess weight, was removed, the body would float, and people would once again see she was different, and thus fear her. What strange logic! The substitution of the boots would give her something else to hold her to the ground, and it would not affect her health as much as obesity. The subconscious had supplied the perfect solution that would protect the body. How clever! M. We will use this until she feels safe without the boots. D. That's a good idea. That way she'll know she's not going to float, because they will hold her to the ground. M. We will also take the time to expand the brain. Yes. We have started molting already. D. Oh, that's very good. I know she will be happy to hear that. And I really thank you for cooperating with me. M. Well, we have enjoyed you. D. And you realize I have her welfare at heart. M. Well, we do too. D. We always want what's best for her. M. She is very stubborn. Chuckle. D. She is stubborn, isn't she? That's why I am glad you were able to talk to me so we could work it out. Thank you. M. No, thank you. Stranded on Earth. 161. I was then able to have the personality of the little being recede, and the personality and consciousness of Mona to integrate fully back into the body before I awakened her. There was no more protesting now that the subconscious had agreed to work on this in its own unique way. In these last two chapters, I had uncovered cases where the subject was literally part of a spacecraft in alien lifetimes. Strange as it may seem, the concept began to disturb me because I wondered if we are on the doorstep of introducing such a possibility into our own future. Could the new computer games called virtual reality be the first step by putting the player into a situation where he is controlling the environment of the game with his own mind and muscle reactions? I came across another example of this while conducting a regression on another young woman, whom I shall call Laura, in London. Since it was short, I will include the relevant portion of it here. Everything was proceeding normally in the session until she moved from the mundane lifetime she was observing into one with an alien atmosphere. She reported seeing a huge spaceship. Then she physically felt a great restriction in her body. A very tight encapsulated feeling. After I gave instructions to alleviate the uncomfortable sensation, she was able to describe what she saw as she looked down at herself. She saw that she was in an elongated body wearing a very tight-fitting suit of a silvery fabric. Her long and narrow hands were holding what appeared at first glance to be an open book. It had two parts and was open like a book, but she soon discovered it was actually a machine. She was then told she was in a time meld capsule, and the piece of machinery in her hands allowed her to move through time and space. L, it's almost like I'm not just an individual, but part of a whole system. D. Of other individuals or what? L. No. It's more like a large machine of some sort. This ship that I mentioned before, I'm in this ship. I'm a part of this. 162. Legacy from the Stars ship. I and it are one. There is a dark walkway, a corridor, lit by some type of silvery light. I am walking along carrying and am also a part of this contraption in my hand. What do your features look like? I have these very long, long hands. These long fingers are a lightish color, but are differentiated from the silver garment that I'm wearing. What about your facial features? My facial features are. It's a bit difficult, because I'm aware of my own nose. But I think my nose is longer. My face is a bit like a human face, but it's more elongated. I don't know whether I have any hair or not, because I'm wearing a helmet, which is the same color as my clothing. I am aware that we are very close to human beings. Do you have a sex? We are one and the same. Androgynous people.